bit shy tonight? I find things. Are you okay, yeah? Oh, that's good. Well, we came back from Ireland today, so I'm really glad to be back in a place that I call home with pounds and not euros, because I'm sick and tired of having to read things and thinking, is that a £20 note? Is that a £10 note? Do I have to, what's this? Is it a euro? Is it a cent? I don't know. Give me pennies and pounds. It's fine. But yeah, anyway, that wasn't very interesting. But I was just eating dinner and I had to pay, and it was like, oh, I've got euros. Oh, one sec, I've got to go and get some pounds, which was slightly embarrassing. But it's fine. It's all been paid for now, and it was really nice. Anyway, yeah, my name's Charlene Soraya, and I'm going to do some music before Pink come out. And yeah, this first one's called Lemonade. It's about my friend's dad, but he doesn't know that, and nor does my friend. And it might be a bit weird if either of them did know that. So to save myself the embarrassment, tonight it will be about Alan Rickman. Yes, with his amazing voice. Anyway, it's called Lemonade. I can tell someone likes Alan Rickman in here. You step through the kick as a long dog or sand, slip under an oak tree shade. You step through, you would buy a picnic if I brought out a lemonade. But they never came. Person, but all your streets are nice and straight, and it just makes so much sense. I live in London, and all the streets are like, well, where am I? I don't know, but I might get mugged. I might get mugged. I might get shanked. I don't even know what shanked means. I think it means stabbed. But yeah. Anyway, this next one's called Bike. Yeah, we're for stabbing. Probably the same person that likes Alan Rickman. Yes, this next one's called Bike. It's not about my friend's dad, luckily. Last night, if you looked up in the sky, you can see Jupiter, which you can at the moment. But last night in particular, there's a moon of Jupiter called Io. And if you had a telescope, you could see it cross Jupiter. But I found that really interesting. But you might not, that's fine, you know. I only find it interesting because I'm a bit obsessed by, you know, the stars and all that shit. It's not shit, it's really interesting, it's sciencey stuff. But I've got a song called Postcards from Io, which is this little moon of Jupiter. And I was a bit sad that I didn't get to see it, but I'm sure they're going to talk about it on the sky at night. So, you know, maybe I'll just watch that and imagine that I saw it. And not that I was, you know, packing away half of this gear with everyone. But yeah, so this one's called Postcards from Io. Thank you. all the things that I promised of you. Don't forget the last thing on your mind is an important part of the plan. And dear, I trust you on our side. The notion seldom do drop by, and I feel ya. It's a mess up here. To start a mailing list thing, because like I don't know when I'll be next in Ireland and I don't know when I'll next be in Scotland, but yeah, it was suggested to me to do that, so I'm trying to do that. So if anyone, you know, wants to give me their email address, that's cool. But yeah, the next one's called Rowing or Rowing, because I recently broke up with someone. He was a bit of a punk, so it's fine. Yeah. No, really, he was. He was what some people call a passive-aggressive. What a wanker. He actually called me today on the ferry on the way over. I said, yes? He was like, are you busy? I said, yes. He was like, oh. It's like, yeah, I've got to go. Bye. Yeah. Well, I don't think he's a cunt now. I think today he's gone from cunt to wanker. So it's kind of going down in the scale, you know. It's getting better every day. Yes. Anyway, so this one's called Rowing or Rowing, I don't know. Face in my forest, no, I name my feet. It would be really awkward if he said no at this point. And I'd be a bit, oh, what do I do?
Probably go really red.
Luckily, he hasn't said no, though, so that's nice. But, you know, he's more than welcome to. It's fine. Don't fuck off. Get off the stage. Fuck's sake, go away. Anyway, yes, don't worry, my stand-up comedy will be later on, you know. Please stay around. That's a joke, by the way. See, the thing is with stand-up comedy, you have to actually plan these things. But I'm just embarrassing all the time. So. Yeah. Anyway, this one's called Wishing You Well, or Washing You Well, if we were at a festival. But because we're not, and we're all nice and clean, it's Wishing You Well.
Thank you.
me. I'm gonna make this one my last one, and I've got some EPs, some CDs for sale. Or if you like vinyl, I've got some really sexy vinyl with like this silver shiny stuff on it. It's nice. Who knows? I like them. Sadly, the CDs don't have the silver shiny bit, but it's still shiny, but just not silver. But I finally bought a silver pen. So, yes, I can finally sign them in silver because they're black. And I've had a black pen, and black on black doesn't work. But thank God I'm back in the UK, and you know, we've got WH Smiths everywhere. And yes, I found a silver pen finally. Anyway, that was the highlight of my day. how interesting. I really hope that you enjoy the show and the light show and all of this amazing like lamps and stuff around us or out around them. I mean, it's not really on for me, is it? But I can see it. But when it's on, it looks hot. Yes. So my name is Charlene Soraya, and thank you very much for having me. You're very nice. My album's coming out next February, so hopefully, you know, I can do some touring of my own and like headline my own gig, and then maybe I can come back. Who knows? Yeah. Oh, thanks. Anyway, this one's called Daffodils. It's about the guy who I said was a cunt earlier, but this is when he wasn't a cunt yet. So.
Round the back of that tiny garden place, no one took them inside, no people strolling by. You held your hand in mine, and I sighed. There was not much to be found in your eyes. Every time you kiss me,